Welcome to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. Well, I somehow start every single episode the same way, and it has become a habit of saying the same words over and over again, but I think that a little bit of, you know, habit and a tiny ritual for this podcast isn't actually a bad thing. So I welcome you to a new episode. As you can tell by my voice, I'm a little bit sick. Fortunately, it's not C. I'm not gonna say the word. I think we've heard it all way too often. But it is, well, a cold. A pretty bad one, actually, that has been with me for 10 days now, which is crazy. But yeah, so in this new episode, I have no script, and I'm just gonna talk about one thing that I've come across and that's been on my mind for quite some time, and it's the butterfly effect. I don't know if you've ever heard that term. It's actually a term from chaos theory that basically says that if you change one tiny thing at one point, then in the long run, it's gonna have really crazy effects. So it's called the butterfly effect because the idea that the flutter of a butterfly's wing can cause a storm somewhere else and down the line. It's such a powerful idea that if you change one tiny little thing, even though it seems really innocent and small to you, then in the long run, it can have really powerful effects. And I've been preaching, so to say, that when you want to change something big in your life, you should start with yourself and you should start looking at your life and assessing what's right and what isn't, or what feels right to you and what doesn't. Staying with the idea and this picture of a butterfly, I found a really interesting fact, and it's actually that caterpillars almost completely liquefy before morphing into butterflies. I did not know that, but it's another really crazy idea that, you know, you have this caterpillar and later on you have a butterfly, which are two completely different beings, but actually they're one and the same. And that for one beautiful being to be born, so to say, another one has to almost completely dissipate and change its form and shape and liquefy, melt down, so to say. That's so crazy to me. I mean, nature is crazy in and of itself, and there are so many fascinating things going on, but this, I didn't know this, and I've had my fair share of, you know, mental meltdowns, and I'm sure you have too, and it's just good to know that in the end, you come out stronger, more beautiful, more powerful, you know, with new ideas and new realizations about yourself and your life. And that's something that has kept me going so many times when I thought I couldn't go on. So, as I've said, I haven't planned anything in this episode. I'm just talking to you, you know, introducing these concepts because I find them so interesting. And butterflies usually stand for transformation. And I think that's a beautiful idea. So if you want to transform yourself, I think I'm going to leave you with one particular question to think about. Feel free to write things down, associations that you have with this, or paint a picture. Even I did that once and it really helped me. I want to leave you with the question, what's your vision for yourself? Where do you see yourself in, let's say, 3 or 5 years' time? Really think about that. Where do you want to go? Who do you want to be? Who do you want to become? And sometimes it doesn't really take a lot to get there. Remember that, you know, the flutter of a wing in one place can cause a storm in another. So what if you just started looking at your life and asking yourself, what are the things that you think every day? What are the things you feel every day? And try to assess your thoughts and your emotions. And if you don't know where this thought or emotion comes from, just keep asking why. Why am I feeling this? And if you keep asking this, you'll get to the root cause really, really quickly. And then you can change something about that, and you can incorporate where you actually want to go into this vision for your future. Things like the attachment style that we talked about in the last episode that you guys seem to really enjoy, which makes me really happy, are more tangible sometimes. It's easy for me to tell you about those four attachment styles and you can pick the one that actually agrees with you. But this time around, it's a more open thing because every single one of us can answer this question, what the vision for our future is. And I think it's something that you can take away from this episode and for the coming week. You know, why not sit with that question? I have a vision board that really helps, you know, knowing which components I want in my life in the future. But other than that, keep asking why when you encounter something that comes up in you. Like, why am I thinking that? Do you have negative thoughts that come and go? Think about it. Where could that come from? Why are you thinking that? And if you feel like something isn't serving you, then just let it go. And just make an effort to let it go. And free yourself of the idea that you have to be one particular thing, you know? When you imagine what your future looks like in a couple of years, why not dream big? If one tiny butterfly can cause a storm, then imagine what you can do. Your opportunities are endless. And if you're listening to this podcast, you've already taken the first step towards a new self. Towards, I don't want to say liquefying, that's not a good idea. Don't liquefy, but rather know that your transformation doesn't take a huge step. It just takes a thought sometimes, maybe a word that you write down. And be kind to yourself and kind to your efforts. And if you take a small step, that's the first step, no matter how small. All right, so I think that's it from me for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, feel free to subscribe to my podcast. It does help me out, and it helps me to see which episodes you like. If you give them a rating on Apple Podcasts, that would be really amazing. So you can rate the episodes you like, and you can also rate this podcast. That would really, really help me. And yeah, I know that you are going to take the first step towards a new life and a new self. And I'm so, so excited for you, and I'm going to do the same thing. So stay healthy and happy, and I'll catch you in the next episode when I'll hopefully be healthy again, completely back to 100%. So yeah, have a beautiful week.